Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate the privilege we have once again to come to the microphone this morning and try to bring to you the Word of God. Invite you to church today to be in the house of God with us. We invite you to come to be with us here at the Mountain View Baptist Church where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. And we invite you to come today. And you say, well, I'm not a Christian. Well, that's more the reason to come. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you don't want to go to hell, you ought to hear preaching. Because that's the only way you're going to get out of it, is to hear the Word of God. And how can he preach except to be sent? I'm glad God sends preachers to us to preach the Word of God and try to get sinners saved and help the saints of God be where they ought to be with the Lord. And so he's got a job to do. He's got a wonderful job. And he'll certainly point you in the right direction for the Lord Jesus to save you by his grace. So come to church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Worship 10:45 and then back at 5 for the evening service. And then at 7 o'clock for the prayer meeting on Wednesday night. And we urge you to come to be with us throughout the week. We'd enjoy seeing you. Like to see you get in the house of God. You say, well, I just don't go to church. Not a church member. Well, you ought to come and hear and listen and sit under the Word of God. The best thing in the world you've got in your community is a God-sent, God-believing, Bible-believing church that loves the Lord and point you to Calvary where you can get saved by the amazing grace of God. So it's a joy to be here this morning. Thank God for a beautiful day and privilege to come once again to the house of the Lord and be there this morning for Sunday school time. And want to send it out to all the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning. And to you that are not, not able to get out, I want to send it especially to you this morning. And then those that are bereaved, of course, that's lost loved ones. I want to remember them in prayer today, and God would comfort and help them this morning. So we want to pray for you and pray for your needs today. If you're not a Christian, please bow your knee before God. Bow your heart before him. It's in the heart. For with the heart man believeth in the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so it's with your heart you believe this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence. Lord, we want to thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, just to be in the house of God one more time, to be able to go there and to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray you bless every need Radio Lamb this morning, those that are unsaved. Dear God, I pray you deal with their hearts and bring them to the Savior this morning. Bring conviction upon their heart and life. Then those, Lord, that's been saved, but they've drifted away. They've gotten out of church. They've gotten away from the Lord. And even some may be away from God in church. I pray you deal with hearts. Oh, God, bring them to yourself today. I'm glad you put in the Word of God, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's talking to the children of God, those that have failed, those that have faltered, and those that have fallen by the wayside. That's right, you can get back right with God if you will confess it to him. Have a godly sorrow in your heart and get back where you ought to be with God. Oh, God, deal with that soul this morning. Have your way. Bless your men, God, as they stand behind the sacred desk today to preach your Word of God. Be near and real to them. Give them souls for the laborers. Bless the missionaries on the field that's laboring there on the foreign soil. Lord, I pray give them fruit for the laborers this morning. Have your will, have your way. Help our nation to get back right with you, Lord. I pray you deal with hearts. Oh, God, in this land, our leaders, I pray you deal with their hearts. They look to God. Look to you, Lord, for direction and for help and for salvation and for direction. I pray have your will and way. We'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. And hope it'll be a real blessing to you. We're going to have a treat for you. My nieces and a trio is going to be singing for you this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you.
Been gone so long. The weary shall lay down.
Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed the singing this morning. Hope that was a blessing to your heart today. We want to take our Bibles now and turn to the book of Philippians this morning, the book of Philippians chapter 1, and we'll begin a message this morning that we feel the Lord would have us to bring to your attention today. Philippians chapter 1, great book, great, wonderful book that Paul the Apostle wrote to the church at Philippi. What a blessing it was to have this in our hands this morning and see what Paul was saying unto them and who was there to receive it. And I praise God for that. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all with the bowels of Jesus Christ. After this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. But I would that you should understand, brethren, that the things which are happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. I'm going to stop reading there this morning. That's reading 12 verses out of Philippians chapter 1 this morning, and try to just bring to you some thoughts today from the Word of God about the Apostle Paul. And he's writing here unto the church at Philippi. First of all, you'll notice that Paul and Timothy was identified as to who they were writing this epistle. Writing to the church at Philippi. Picture in your mind this morning, the church is sitting there, the local assembly, and there's people in the church, and a letter has come from the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to that church. He's not been able to come now. Why? Because he's in jail. He's a prison epistle that Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. And so he's in jail this morning, and a letter has arrived from the Apostle Paul. What a blessing it was. Somebody to come in the door and say, Paul's letter's arrived. It's addressed to us. And so they begin to read it in the congregation. My, what a blessing it was to hear from that great man of God, the Apostle Paul. Now, in that congregation, you'll find that there was many people that in the Scriptures that had been saved under Paul's ministry. There had been most all the churches listed in the Bible here was a result of the ministry of the Apostle Paul. God used him greatly. He used him and showed him how greater things he would suffer for the Lord Jesus, and he did it willingly, did it gladly. He was identified himself, and he made sure that the people at Philippi knew exactly who it was. He said, now here, he said, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ. He identified himself and said, it's Paul and Timothy. My, what a great pair. I've just sent a letter to this early church. Paul's signature was on that letter. Paul, a servant. Amen. And Timothy. Thank God, servants of Jesus Christ. My friend, not just Paul as a servant, but here was one that had followed the Apostle Paul and had gotten saved most likely under his ministry. And Timothy was a great man of God. He was a helper. He went and doing things for the Apostle Paul and arranging meetings and doing things, getting things ready for the meeting. And my, what a blessing it was. Identified not only as a companion, but as a servant also. And so Paul was a servant by choice. Amen. A servant by choice. God chose him on the road to Damascus to get under conviction and reveal himself to him. And Paul accepted him and got saved by the grace of God. What a blessing it was. And then, of course, Paul began to witness and began to preach the Word of God. And then Timothy got saved. And he was grandmother and and his mother was great influence in his life. And here he is going with the Lord Jesus, going with Paul the Apostle, rather, going with Paul and preaching of the Word of God. And so identified as a servant. Now, what is a servant of this morning? A servant is not doing his will, but he's doing the will of the Master that sent him. And so Paul identifies himself as a servant. My, what an example that we ought to see in the Apostle Paul. He was a servant. He gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was serving him and enjoying the journey, even in jail. It was a joy to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So he wasn't afraid to identify himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, one that has given himself over to the will of another. And that's what we need in the church world today, servants of Jesus Christ, giving themselves over to the will of someone else, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the will of God. And so his will, Jesus was a perfect example of that when he told the Father, he said, I came to do thy will, O Lord, and he came to do the will of his Father, and he did that. And when Jesus was crucified there, and he cried out, it is finished, and it was done, it was over, his work was done on this earth, and Jesus gave himself, thank God. And so here Paul gave himself as a servant of Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus with warrants in his pocket, going to arrest Christians and carry them to jail, and many were stoned, and Paul on that road, and the Holy Ghost of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, arrested him and saved him on that road to Damascus. And so Paul became his servant by choice. He wanted to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Who art thou, Lord? He said. He knew who it was that was dealing with him. Some of you out there today, God's dealing with you in some way or another. You know who it is. It's not just you. It's not just somebody else. It's the Holy Ghost of God that's dealing with your heart, calling you to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, and calling you back to the Lord. If you have been away from him, he's calling you this morning to be a servant of Jesus Christ. The Lamb of God is looking for servants today. And so Paul identified himself as a servant. You find his signature, his fellow servant, his status. He was a servant, serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, so listen, there's a great joy of being saved by God's grace. Now look in verse 2. I read the last part of verse 1. Let's notice this. I mean, we got a church. Now a church has received this letter. And in that letter, he's been identified as the one that's writing that letter. It comes from the Apostle Paul, and it comes from Timothy. Paul is writing this letter and putting along with him Timothy as one of the signatures of that, and one that is with him, serving him also, and doing a good job of it. Timothy was, and so there's the identification of the one that's writing the letter. Now let's look at the recipients of the letter this morning. The recipients of the letter, those that the letter had come to, the church at Philippi. Amen. The Philippian church that had members in it. And the Bible said, now look who this letter was written to this morning. The recipients are identified also. He said, to all the saints. Amen. To all the saints. Every one of those saints of God at Philippi, Paul knew they were precious to him, and he was writing to every one of them. He wasn't writing to straighten out some doctrinal issue like some of the other letters that he had to write. He wasn't writing because of the confusion of Corinth that they had in their church. He wasn't writing about that. He wasn't writing about false doctrine that he wrote to some churches about Galatians. He wasn't writing about that. He was writing to faithful people of God, and he loved them, and there was something, he was in their heart. Amen. So hey, we find the recipients was identified to all the saints. that to all the saints. Well, sitting in that congregation, no doubt, that was a woman named Lydia there in Acts chapter 16. She was on the seashore there, and Paul and the others, three others, went over there, and they identified themselves, and maybe Luke might have introduced her to him, and Paul began to talk and to preach, and pretty soon Lydia, God, the Bible said, whose heart the Lord opened. Amen. She had the heart was opened, and she got saved by the grace of God. That old Gentile, amen, had that wanted to serve God, and she got saved by the grace of God. When she heard about the crucifixion and the death and the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ, and here was one standing before her, and that had a reputation of getting the churches killed, members of the church, and so forth. But here she believed what he said about the Lord Jesus. And that congregation, there she was, thank God, listening to what memories flooded her soul about the day that she was sitting down by the seashore, and when this man come walking up with his others, and they began to teach to them, preach to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and she invited them into her house, and she fed them, and praise God, and they dwelt there while they was there. I'm telling you, brother, memories began to flood the soul, what the Lord had done to those in the church at Philippi. And then, of course, go to the same chapter in 16 of Acts chapter 16. You'll find in the same chapter immediately after that, brother Paul demon-possessed girl that got saved by the grace of God, that was being used by others, but she got saved by the grace of God. And because of that, Paul got thrown in jail, and he got put in jail because of that. And in that congregation was that demon-possessed woman that had gotten saved by the grace of God. Oh, we hear a letter from the man that led her to Jesus. What a blessing it was. Hey, you know, preachers and men of God are not appreciated today for what they're really doing is pointing us to Jesus and pointing us to the Lamb of God. What a blessing it is. They're hollering out, hell's ahead of you. The bridge is out. You better get saved. By the grace of God, you're going to die. And we don't appreciate that too much. But I'm telling you, this here was one sitting in the congregation that was listening to what Paul had to say about the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, a big uproar came, and they got thrown in jail. Paul got put in jail, and there he was. Paul and Silas put in the jailhouse, and there at midnight they began to sing and pray and praise the Lord, and began to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then all of a sudden there became an earthquake, and all the prisoners was loosed in that prison. I'm telling you, sitting in that congregation there at Philippi, it was a Philippian jailer, and all of his family, his wife, his children, and they were all sitting there in that congregation. And the memories of that night when that man got saved in that old jailhouse, it says, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And brother, that night, that man's wife and his children all got saved by the grace of God, all of his household, and they're sitting there in that congregation, I'm telling you, rejoicing because of what the Lord had done. And here's a letter from that man, and the congregation was reading that letter. What a blessing it was to see those in that. And that's just a small amount of the multitude that was sitting there really listening to this letter being read from this great man of God in the jailhouse. In the jailhouse, amen. And no doubt the Philippian jailer said, there he is in jail again. He's in jail again. Well, maybe he'll get somebody saved in that jail. He did. We'll look at that a little bit later on in the message, maybe another day. But I'm telling you, there was even those from the household of Caesar that was there. Paul had gotten saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, brother, listen what it is. It's grace, amen. Paul experienced that grace of God. So there was that slave girl. There was the Philippian jailer. And then he said he not only didn't leave them out, but he said also the bishops and the deacons. Amen. There was the leaders of the church and the pastor and the deacon. And he was writing to everybody a letter of fellowship, a letter of joy to write, and wanting them to receive him. I'm telling you, he's wanting to go there. He could couldn't go. He was in jail. They could write a letter, and what a blessing it was to receive that letter and have that maybe that Sunday morning being read in the congregation. What a blessing it was to read Philippians in the house of God that day. And I tell you, no doubt somebody preached on some things that he was saying in this letter. No doubt things began to pick up, rejoicing began to happen. Saints of God began to rejoice in the Lord. There was some praying going on. There was some worshiping going on. Amen. Why? Because God had saved an old sinner and put him in by the grace of God in their lives. And he pointed them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And here he is writing a letter to them. He hadn't forgotten about them. He may have been in jail, but he is thinking about them. He is rejoicing and thinking about how they'd gotten saved by the grace of God. And just pick up the pen and begin to write the letter to thank God and reminding them of what the Lord had done. And we'll look at some more things later on, but I'm running out of time this morning. I'm telling you, brother, that the church at Philippi received a great letter from a great man of God reminding them of what the Lord had done in their life. Do you remember what God done in your life when he saved you? Are you serving him? Are you loving him? Are you in the house of God? Are you going to church? Are you praying? Are you reading your Bible? Are you serving the Lord? Are you witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ? Where are you today, brother, in your Christian life? I'm telling you, Paul, write to a faithful bunch of folks there at Philippi, and the brother just rejoicing with them, letting them know that he loved them and wanted to be with them. Well, I see our time is gone this morning. Thank God for Jesus today. I'm glad by the grace of God we are what we are this morning. May God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.